And we're joined now by Clay Young, who will join us telephonically, media personality and social commentator, and a man who knows his way around a radio microphone. And he is with us by telephone. And in studio is Colleen Temple, who is a senior at U-High, and she was with us 8 years ago on this show. She's 17 now. She's one of the top volleyball players in the country, and comes from a great athletic family that includes her father, Collis, the first African-American player at LSU in basketball, and, of course, Garrett, who's still playing in the NBA, and Collis the third. They've all done very well athletically, and I'm sure the family tradition will continue. But Colleen organized a rally at the Capitol this weekend in response to the killing of Gavin Floyd. And the story today, front page in many papers, Los Angeles Times, as repercussions from the racially charged death of George Floyd spilled into a second week, growing numbers of U.S. mayors imposed or tightened curfews in response to an incendiary weekend, and scores of cities braced for a new outpouring of unrest. And we'll see what happens in Baton Rouge. So far, it hasn't been as bad here as it has been in some other places, including Washington, D.C., where the President of the United States had to briefly go into a bunker at the White House. We'd like to hear from you, 877-217-5757. And Colleen Temple, what prompted you to get involved in this?
Well, on Thursday afternoon, one of my fellow high school students, Mia Spears, she goes to Baton Rouge High, she texted me asking if I wanted to help organize a protest, and it was almost like she read my mind, honestly. I was thinking of trying to do something, but I didn't know where to start, who to talk to. So, obviously, I said, yes, I would love to, and Mia created a group chat for the three organizers, and we started looking into permit laws. We started trying to decide where we would have this protest, what we would do exactly. And honestly, at first, we really thought that it was just going to be a small group of people. It would be just solely through social media, maybe 100, 150 people total. But once I posted the graphic that Mia made on Twitter, I received so many responses, and I was told to reach out to Myra Richardson, who was one of the main organizers in the Alton Sterling protest in 2016, and she helped me make a lot of connections, talk to a lot of people, and get this to the level where it was something to be taken seriously. There were over 2,000 people with us on Sunday.
Did you think it went well?
I thought it went amazing. Especially to be organized in such a short, brief amount of time, it was very impressive to me and to the other organizers, and I was extremely proud of us and of the community, because we couldn't have done this without everyone showing up and coming to support us.
How are you touched by what happened to George Floyd?
Well, to actually see a man with his knee on someone's neck for 8 minutes, there are no real words that I can say that will justify my emotions watching that video. It was heartbreaking. It was disgusting. It felt like pure evil was just in this man's eyes.
877-217-5757 if you would like to join the conversation. And we're joined now by Clay Young. And Clay is a person who has many colleagues, associates, and friends within law enforcement in this area. And Clay, you were out in front on this, saying that it was an abomination. There's no gray area here. And, of course, I said it on this show the other day that it certainly puts all the good, and most of them are very good public servants who serve us with a badge, potentially at risk, and certainly they are targets. But how do you see us getting out of this as a country? We are in a quagmire now that is not good.
Good morning, Jim and Colleen. I think it has to begin with policy. There has to be policy on the other side of this. It was maybe the most disgusting thing I have ever witnessed on the part of a law enforcement officer, quote unquote, since maybe Rodney King. There, as I said, there is no gray area. There is no reasonable doubt. For over 8 minutes, he kneeled on a man along with other officers until he died in the street. And I think for every officer who goes to work every day, male, female, black, white, they don't deserve, and those who do their job the right way, they don't deserve to be painted with the brush of this guy in Minneapolis. And I think there has to be a way to make certain that if an officer does something like this, that justice is as swift for them as it would be if those were two civilians in the street and one murdered another in that fashion.
Let's go to the phone lines and get a caller in before the break. Patrick in Innisfil Estates. Patrick, you're on with Colleen and Clay.
Yeah, hey, big fan of Clay Young. I do agree, or I do appreciate the fact that the protest was very peaceful down, you know, unlike other areas that we've seen across the country. And I do agree that, and this points out why we need cameras on police officers, because it videotapes exactly what's happening. And it even helped out with the Alton Sterling thing in that we saw that cop, I mean, if you look at that video, maybe you can't prove that he's guilty. Maybe you thought the guy had a gun, but it showed he was definitely unprofessional as a police officer, the way he showed up there. He was angry, and you can see that on the video. And so video helps, and that's why we need cameras on police officers. And I guess my question is, how do you feel about these Antifa folks? A lot of them are white, young white kids, communists that are hijacking the peaceful protest and turning it into a riot.
All right. We'll get the response from Clay Young and Colleen Temple when we return. There is a line open, 877-217-5757. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and signature support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Clay Young, social commentator, media personality, many times through the years. He's been in various locations on the dial, on the radio dial, and he is here talking about what's going on in our world, along with Colleen Temple, senior at U High, one of the nation's top volleyball players. And Blaine, a listener, notes that I should also mention that Colleen's not only the daughter of Collis, but the daughter of Judge Kelly Temple, who's an accomplished person in her own right. So thank you, Blaine. 877-217-5757. Before we go to the next caller, Matt, let's pull up Clay and get his take on the question from Patrick about Antifa. This is something that is being mentioned as a possible reason why some of our cities are being attacked. What do you think, Clay?
Well, I agree that there are agitators in the crowd from Antifa and other groups that want to cause confusion, that want to riot, that want to disrupt from what young people like Colleen are doing. And I'll give you an example. I was out last night on Segan Lane and was talking to law enforcement officers. And so the young people who were out on Sunday wanted to walk on Segan Lane. And the sheriff's office here in East Baton Rouge let them know that, hey, if you want to walk along the street, if you want to protest, if you want to stand and march and speak and be heard, you will absolutely have the right to do that. They didn't want anyone in the streets, and they weren't going to allow any vandalization. When the kids on Sunday wanted to leave, when they were done, there were members of these outside groups that were so angry, they were ready to fight and get into physical altercations with some of the people there. And I think that distracts from Colleen's message and the message of so many people that the murder of George Floyd was wrong.
Well, I would thank you for speaking to that, Clay. And I would just like to say that I believe that there are outside agitators from people on all ends of the political spectrum who have no sympathy for the family of Mr. Floyd or for the families of anyone, any people who are murdered by the police or victims of police brutality, and just want to create division between the American people. And I think that that is a huge issue in our country today, is the division. It's honestly one of the biggest issues right now because of the complete polarization of both political parties. It's hard to meet in the middle and reach a compromise from anyone right now.
Dylan is next at LSU. Dylan, good morning. Please pull him up. There we go. Dylan, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi there. So I guess I just wanted to first offer a little bit of pushback on the idea that there's like secret communists infiltrating the protests and escalating things. I don't think that really reflects too much on reality. And I also think, you know, this whole deal where, you know, Trump is labeling Antifa as a terrorist organization. It's just a interesting development. So I want to kind of offer a little bit of a pushback on that idea.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. President Trump yesterday angrily denounced his demonstrators, or the demonstrators, who've used violence to call attention to the deaths of black men killed by police as organizers of terrorism. And the president has threatened to send the American military to states where governors could not bring the protests under control. Here's the president in his own words.
I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights. Therefore, the following measures are going into effect immediately. First, we are ending the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country. We will end it now. Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets.
Dominate the streets. Zia writes, the president with a military force in front of a boarded-up church in D.C. with a Bible in his hand for a photo op. Zia says, whoever advised him to do this is a nut. Colleen, your response.
I completely agree with that statement, because the protests that were on the street that the church was on were completely peaceful. They were just standing there trying to use their First Amendment right to protest, as they should be able to. And the police instructed that his men use tear gas, use violence, use batons, their shields, to beat people back out of the way for him to stand in front of a church that he didn't even talk to the pastor or the father of, to hold a Bible up, even upside down. He didn't open the Bible. He didn't read from the Bible. He didn't pray for the American people. He just stood there and said some empty words about healing our country when hours and days earlier he was calling for shooting protesters.
Well, is the president ratcheting this up, Clay, or is he a man of peace?
Well, I have no opinion on that. I think there has been ridiculous commentary from both sides on it. All I'm focused on is these young people have a right to go out and make their voices heard, and that these officers who murdered this man ought to see justice. In terms of the political bomb throwing on both sides, I'm not commenting on that. Couldn't care less. What I care about is justice for the family of George Floyd, and that the people who want to go out and peacefully protest have the right to do that 100%.
All right. But this is an election year. In fact, today we're 22 weeks away from the election. The president has substantial support from evangelical Christians. He doesn't go to church, but there he was carrying a Bible. And I recall many years ago on CNN's Crossfire when he was asked to name the book that made the biggest impression on him at that time, and he said, Vanity of the Bonfires. And, of course, the book is Bonfire of the Vanities. 877-217-5757. Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Hi, Phil. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. What a dark time. I would ask us to look back to 2016 and the week of peaceful marching that millions of women and people around the world demonstrated when he was inaugurated. And let's hope peace breaks out, and we can just use that model and keep the momentum going. This is unacceptable.
Clay, we've had incidents like this before, unfortunately, and I suspect we will again, unfortunately. But right now, in the middle of a pandemic, an election year, and a controversial president who's loved by about 40% of the people and hated by about 40% of the people, is this a particular time that is ripe for unrest?
I don't know about unrest, but I think if on the other side of this there isn't a change in policy that deals with this kind of thing, then it's all for naught. It can't keep happening. And if it does happen, there needs to be a concrete policy in place that doesn't give wiggle room to an officer of the peace who violates his or her oath.
Colleen?
I agree with that statement, and I think that as a young person, it's extremely important that we all learn more about these issues, pay attention to these issues, and be active in our communities, because we are the next leaders, we're the next teachers, lawyers, doctors, politicians, and it is imperative that we become part of this discussion so that we can take over where the previous generation leaves off and hopefully enact change.
All right, Matt, I think we have time to get to a call or two. Anthony in Darrow, Louisiana. You're going to have to pull him up. Anthony, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi. Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
One comment. First of all, I do appreciate the fact that people have the right to protest, you know, injustice and stuff like that. But as an African-American male, I feel like my chance of getting killed or injured by a cop is a lot less than being killed by one of my own kind. And when black-on-black crime happens, not to belittle the other ones, but we never see the outcry like that. And I think that's wrong.
What do you make of the point that Anthony tried to make, that other crimes are not publicized the way this one is? Is there a distinction, Colleen?
Yes, I believe there is, because in this country, when there is, as you say, black-on-black crime, the criminals are arrested immediately, convicted immediately, and put in prison for much longer than their, for example, white counterparts. And that is one of the major issues right now that needs to be addressed, because obviously every criminal needs to be rehabilitated and needs to be brought to justice, but the justice should not hinge on the color of their skin.
Well, Colleen was with us on this program in 2012. She had just met the President of the United States, and his name was Barack Obama, and she was 9 and said her stated goal was to be mayor, governor, and President of the United States, and who knows, she may make it. She's come a long way in 8 years, and I can only imagine what the next 8 years will be like. Clay Young, you can hear him in many places. And Clay, we've got about 15 seconds here. How do you think we're going to fare in this?
I'm not sure, but I think if there's not policy on the other side of it, it's an effort that didn't go anywhere.
Thank you, my friend. Be safe. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Until tomorrow, thank you for listening and stay tuned.